Unforgettable by ZZZ Epans. It was a small apartment in Godric's Hollow. We were there upon Harry's request. It's actually an odd story as to how we all came to be staying here. Originally, it was just supposed to be Harry, Hermione, and me, but of course Ginny didn't like that. She ran away from home about a month ago, thanks to whoever thought of flu powder, and tracked us down. She's been staying here ever since. Neville and Luna were the next to join the group. McGonagall had called us to Hogwarts in order to discuss the war, and, since the new school year had begun, we ran into a few of the 7th years during our stay. Neville and Luna amongst them, they demanded we include them. The controversy that had arisen after this was nothing compared to the one in Ginny's case, but a controversy nonetheless. In any case, we agreed to let them stay with us, and perhaps help a little. Yes, I did say the school was open. According to McGonagall, if one student wished to remain, the school would be open for that one student. Evidently, we were not attending. Seamus and Dean were now there, as well. They arrived much in the same way as Neville and Luna. We were at Hogwarts, and they demanded inclusion. There were now 7 of us residing in this apartment, and all I can say is, thank God for engorgement charms. You'd think the war would be my biggest problem, wouldn't you? Well, you'd be right, but closely following that was asking Hermione out. It proved to be a much more difficult task than I had anticipated. I was sure she was going to get another boyfriend before I finally summoned enough courage to ask her. I remember the first time I tried asking her out. It was late. Everyone had gone to bed, except Harry and Ginny, who knew what I was planning to do. They stuck around, pretending to be busy with whatever else, but it's not like it was hard to realize that they were eavesdropping. She had stepped out of the doorway to the girls' bedroom and stopped for a moment, apparently to finish conversation with Luna. I watched her stand there, but I did not hear what she was saying. I was too wrapped up in my own thoughts. What do I say? How does one ask another out? Particularly Hermione. Oh no, here she comes. Hey, Hermione, will you go out with me? Hermione, will you be my girlfriend? Hermione, would... She was just walking past me when I blurted out her name. Hermione, I said, reaching out to stop her from walking any further. Harry and Ginny froze, clearly listening intently. Hermione looked up at me with her beautiful brown eyes, her expression unreadable. Yeah, Ron? Here we go, Ron. You can do this. Just ask her. That's it. I looked directly into her eyes and... The Great Goblin War ended in 1839 due to an unforeseen meteor shower. Damn. I made a couple more attempts after that, each failing miserably. This last time, however, I was determined to succeed. It was Christmas Eve, and I figured it might be easier with her in the holiday spirit. I waited until night again, feeling that the atmosphere would be more romantic, and made sure we were alone. Hermione said she was going to start getting ready for bed, but I held her back. I was convinced that the others were listening on the other side of the doors, but I didn't care much at the moment. All that mattered was accomplishing this one simple task of asking Hermione out. She stopped, looking at me, expectant. Hang on, expectant? Was she expecting me to ask her? I drew up every ounce of audacity I possessed, and planned to ask her the same way I had rehearsed. Will you be my girlfriend? That was it. It was simple. A huge lump formed in my throat, and I started rambling. Hermione, be you, well, are you trying to ask me out? Yes, I said, relieved beyond words. She giggled, nodded, and kissed me. She kissed me. An unforgettable moment. The clock struck midnight. I was not in the least bit surprised when at the next second everyone had come piling out of their rooms, congratulating us, and wishing us a happy Christmas. Gifts were exchanged next, and Hermione and I went to sit next to each other by the small tree in the center of the room. Despite the war we were involved in at the time, despite the fact that I knew how great a chance there was we wouldn't all make it through, despite the horrible feeling in the pit of my stomach which had been there since all this began, that Christmas was the happiest day of my life. The whole thing was unforgettable. I casually swung my arm around Hermione's shoulder and watched as Seamus unwrapped a package. After all these years of waiting, I had finally asked her out. Hermione and I, an unforgettable couple. The end.